Let us pray. O Lord, you spoke through your servant Moses, instructing us to teach your word to future generations. Grant us diligence in sharing Christ with our children and our children's children, that they may know him as their Savior. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, the Apostle Paul warns us of Satan and his schemes. We thank you that you do not leave us defenseless, but give us your armor to guard and defend us. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, you have the power to heal and to restore, and so we humbly ask that you look with favor upon the sick and hurting in body, mind, or spirit. Lord, especially we pray for Dylan, Kai, Bev, Haley, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Amber, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Merle, Darlene, Ava, Paul, Evan, Brian, Shelley, Chris, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Betty, Cheryl, a young girl and her family, Gary Craven, Jim Holroyd as he has his first meeting this week at OHSU, Rosanna, Gary Hayworth, and thanks for the gift of a new great-granddaughter for Art and Sandy, Isla. Also, Lord, those in our prayers this week, Joey Johnson, Mallory Stokes, Carl Holesto, and all those on our hearts this day. Give to them strength and restoration according to your perfect will. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. O Lord, we thank you for those who serve on behalf of others, especially this Labor Day. We remember those, including teachers, first responders, and those in the armed forces of our land. Watch over and bless these individuals as they fulfill these vocations with selflessness and honor. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O God, our faithful Father, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, all of you. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. The Lord's table is open, and you are welcome to come forward.